The Military Exchange Talk Show is a faith-based organization that attends to veterans' spiritual needs in areas of veteran health and wellness. We will talk candidly about veteran issues and how they relate to God's Word. This is your show to speak what's on your hearts and minds. I'm only here to facilitate truth and logic to my brothers and sisters who are on active duty, reserves, and veterans that have served this great country by putting themselves at risk on the front lines of freedom. So join me in a new way of thinking and healing and advocating for our men and women who need you, the veteran, even more today to be leaders in your own communities, to be godly parents, skillful workers, to be an example of citizenry with morals and ethos, and a true and loyal friend to the military veteran.
Finger Lakes News Radio, 98.1 and 1590 WAUB and 96.1 and 1240 WGVA presents Table Talk with Tim, a weekly talk show on current events by Corporal Tim Thornton, sponsored by Iron Mike's Military Exchange in Canandaigua and the Military Exchange Talk Show. Now, Corporal Tim Thornton and Table Talk with Tim.
Welcome to the Military Exchange Talk Show, and I'm your host, Corporal Tim Thornton, VA Hospital. We have that interview on the Health Fitness Center, GeroFit, and how you can qualify to join this very modern, exciting, fun gym. And on our show today, you can hear audio clip. And we got right to the point, and we asked a lot of really interesting questions about the future of GeroFit and the health facility at the VA in Canandaigua and up in Rochester, and we named the place in the interview. But if you want to get an idea of how much fun and how exciting the staff really is, we also have a live video of the interview at the Military Exchange Talk Show on YouTube. Just go right into there, click on that, the Military Exchange Talk Show, YouTube, and you'll see the interview, and you'll see a lot of other interviews that we've done with the VA hospital and other great groups that support the veteran. Now, that's the bulk of our show, and it's a good interview, and that's coming up first. But then we're going to talk about the horrible events in Brussels. But the interesting thing is the advice given to the military that are serving overseas, or even if something happens like this in the United States, if you're military or a dependent, or even just a civilian, our government advice is run, hide, and fight. I didn't like the way that felt, especially saying it to service members, and we all know about the servicemen that stopped the terrorist attack on the train. What if he had run? So I found the advice of a Navy SEAL, and he gives us a better look at run, hide, fight. Hope you enjoy the show. Remember, springtime's coming up. Nobody has more backpacks, more variety, more hiking boots, camping equipment, knives, forget about it. We got all the knives. When it comes to your personal body and you're out hiking and backpacking and enjoying that style of camping, the Military Exchange in Canandaigua is the only place to go. We have the best equipment in the world, the best gear. And you can check me on it, but Navy SEALs and special operators and infantrymen and men and women from all branches of the military, they trade in their gear. That's why we have the very best gear, because we buy it from them. And our money that we give to them for their gear goes right back into the Rochester, Canandaigua community. And I think most people can appreciate that. So come on down, check out our new store with everything that we've got in it. And don't forget, we have the absolute best cigars on the market. Corporal Tim Thornton, hope you enjoy the show.
The Military Exchange.
Good morning, America, and all the ships at sea. This is Corporal Tim Thornton from the Military Exchange Talk Show. Have you ever wanted to voice your opinion on today's issues? Veterans and patriots, do you have something to say? Well, I'm the facilitator, and it's your show. Call our live talk show every Wednesday night, 7 p.m. For details, go to themilitaryexchange.com. Weekends, check out our shows on this channel, 8 a.m. or 9 a.m. Sunday mornings from the Military Exchange Talk Show. My name is Tim Thornton. I'm a former corporal of the Marines, owner of the Military Exchange in Canandaigua, New York. I want to talk to you about something that is damn important. 22 vets commit suicide daily by their own hands. That's 8,000 a year. That's two regiments that are gone forever. We as a nation are failing them. I don't have an ice bucket, and I'm not asking you to write a check. But what I am challenging you to do is to pick up a phone and call a combat vet. That voice, that friendly voice on the other end of the phone, might just change that tragic day forever. I'm going to make that call right now.
Hello?
Is this Steve?
Yeah. Corporal Tim, what's up?
Hey, Steve, what's going on?
Not much.
Hey, hang on a minute. I want to talk to you today. So if you're at home, pick up the phone, call a combat vet, show them you care. Hey, man, what are you up to?
Not much. Just hanging out. How you doing?
Good. I just thought I'd give you a call. Military Talk Show at themilitaryexchange.com. Welcome to the Military Exchange Talk Show, and I'm your host, Corporal Tim Thornton, and I'm here today with the VA Health Center, and this is Terry, and then you're sir?
Eric.
Eric.
Patrick.
Patrick.
And Greg.
And Greg. And they're all from are you all from the Canandaigua VA?
Correct. Some of us work at the Rochester Health Fitness Center, but we're all part of the Canandaigua VA.
Now, this is the name, GeroFit?
So GeroFit is a program that we have at the Health Fitness Center. I'd like Terry to say a little bit about that.
Terry, I'm Corporal Tim Thorne. I'm glad to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
And I know you have a new facility, and you have a new program for the vets. So if you could tell us a little bit about it. I'm mostly curious. Of course, introduce the guys first and yourself, but as a health fitness center, my first question would be is just tell us the general overview and what you guys do there.
Okay. We've had a health fitness center or a gym at the Canandaigua VA for many, many, many years. And August 2011, they opened up another gym in Rochester and the Mount Hope location. And in January of 2014, we got a grant from a federal program that allowed us to kind of expand our services. The grant was a program that helped us develop GeroFit in Rochester and Canandaigua. And GeroFit is for veterans who are 65 and older. And we have sessions in the morning in Rochester, in the afternoon in Canandaigua. And from that, we were allowed to expand our gyms by having the grant and buying more equipment and expanding programs for other veterans, even veterans who are not 65 or older.
Good.
So we service all the veterans that get their care at the Canandaigua or Rochester VA. We have behind me three certified exercise physiologists that work at the gyms. We have a PT assistant that works at the gym. I'm a physical therapist, and we have one more exercise physiologist that works at the gym as well. And they can help you if you come in, customize your program if you want to do that. You can come in and work out on your own if you want to do that. And right now we're open from 7:30, well, in Rochester, 7 to 4:30, and in Canandaigua, 7:30 to 4:30.
Monday through Friday.
Sorry.
No weekends. Okay. Now, so here's would be my first thought. A guy like me wants to go out. I'm not a stranger to the gym, so I know what I want to do. Mm-hmm. Yet I know there's a dietary type of avenue that I want to go down. You know, I know you work with people, I'm sure, that are injured, mm-hmm. And they're rehabilitated, and you want to help them with that. But what about the guy who wants to lose weight, but he knows he needs help with the diet side of it, like a dietitian?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that dietitian works with some of his medical issues. Do you have anybody on staff or any way to work through that?
We don't have anyone on staff in the Health Fitness Center, but we have dietitians, registered dietitians at the VA, at both VA sites, that we can help refer you to, or your provider can refer you to. And we work closely with the dietitians, so if we both try to get you, like if you came to us, we would ask you to go to the dietitian or vice versa. They would ask you to also put exercise in with that diet.
What about rehabilitation?
We work very closely with rehabilitation. If someone, say, is going to physical therapy or occupational therapy and they've completed their program for there, we will, usually the physical therapist will talk to you and say, we have this great gym so you can continue with your exercises. We all work with the physical therapist to know what exercises you've been doing and what you're going to be allowed to do going forward, and we continue with your program and help you expand that program if you're in rehabilitation.
That's very nice. So you have programs then mm-hmm. for everybody, mm-hmm. and we know about the facility. So I'm not 65. Maybe I just got home from the war or whatever, just got out of the service. And I am eligible for VA benefits. Mm-hmm. How do I get into the gym?
So you will first see your provider, and your provider will put in a consult, which we've instructed the providers. We've given them the instructions of how to put the consult in or referral for the Health Fitness Center. Once we get that, then we call you and set up an appointment for orientation just to go over some health questions and show you around the gym and show you how to use the equipment. Even though people have used equipment and used gyms before, we want them to be safe on the equipment. We want to make sure they are. And sometimes people will come in and say, I've used this equipment before, but they're not using it quite correctly. So we want to make sure they have the correct form when they're doing that.
Well, I go to a gym now that has too many machines. And even though you look at the diagram, you almost know when you sit on it and you're going like this, and everybody's looking over, and then somebody comes over and says, that's for your feet. And you go, oh, I didn't know. So I'm sure if you've got, you know, all the more modern equipment, you have to have somebody really show you how. And amazingly, I've been going to a gym now for 3 months. Nobody's shown me anything. I really do have to look at other people, watch what they do. It would be nice to have a real qualified staff that went around and said, let us help you with your goals.
Right.
So I think that's great. Now, obviously, all of you are in great shape, and I'm really impressed. How old are you, sir? Greg, right? Or no?
Patrick.
Patrick.
I'm 58.
Step out here. Look how good Patrick looks. Doesn't he look good? And, of course, then there's the two poster boys right here, and then you look great. So are you guys using the gym, and do you are you all veterans, or anybody
us
is?
Three. We are. The three of us are.
The three are.
Army.
And you, okay, Army.
Air Force, 9 years active.
Air Force.
Mm-hmm. And you guys use the facilities yourself?
We do.
Great. Oh, yeah. How do you like it? Do you tell us a little bit about yours?
Love it.
Yeah?
With that as an option, and you know, being a vet, it's the only thing that I would use, you know, being able to have access to it, because any other gym you go in, like you mentioned, you go in and you're kind of lost. All that equipment's there. You don't know what direction to go in. Nobody's giving you guidance unless you're willing to fork out extra cash to get that guidance.
That's right. We had a lady try to pick us up
and they
at a little table just so she could be our private consultant for cash.
And it is, and it's costly. So this is a great benefit that we have to have vets be able to be referred to the Health Fitness Center and have that professional exercise guidance to meet their goals in conjunction with the other a specialist that they may be seeing, whether it's a dietitian, chiropractor, physical therapy, what have you.
Because in the gyms, like the lady that was offering to help you, a lot of times she's going to make an assumption that you're generally healthy if she's a trainer. So that's the benefit with us, is we have access to your medical records. We can go in, we can take a look, and we can give you specific information that's tailored to you and your medical needs. So that's a pretty specific thing that we can do for you that's really nice, that's different than a normal gym as well.
Yeah, I could tell she was a chubby chaser. She saw me sitting at the table and then sat down and started chatting, and I went, watch this. And of course, you know, her and her husband had been doing the gym thing for 2 decades, and oh, by the way, for money I can help you. But you know what, that chances are, especially the fact that she's not going to know my injuries, she's not going to know my dietitian needs,
right?
And they throw you in there, and the first thing they're going to do is probably put you on an incline, like a what do you call it, where you walk
for the treadmill.
Treadmill with an incline, that I get an ankle injury, which is almost guaranteed, right?
Right.
Boom, I'm out. Now, do I really feel like going back to the gym? 40 pounds more, 3 more years later, maybe I want to come around again. What good is that?
Right.
And that's another thing with the, in regards to the facilities, we do have a pool as well. So a lot of people say, well, you know, I'm very limited to a normal gym and the land-based activities. Well, we have a pool, a fitness pool, chest deep water, that you can go in, and we have an exercise program in the pool that's been very successful as
well. And that's heated, right?
It's kept at 83 to 86, so it's warmer than a normal, like, lap swimming pool for sure.
Yep. Right across from rehab, right?
Yeah, directly across from
rehab. Yep. You can tell when you go down, and you can smell the chlorine, but you can feel the heat and the steam. And I got to tell you, I know a lot of old guys that go there, and they're very happy with the pool. So that part, I already know that most of the vets around here are happy about that.
Good.
This is something we were talking about not too long ago, and it's like, you see these other fitness centers are offering memberships for like $11. We're like, I don't know how they can stay in business for $11. And what it really is they're selling that personal trainer, that service that costs a lot more is what keeps them in business.
Well, most people, and I'll tell you exactly how it works. I went there 2 years ago. Got a little hurt, body started to fight me back with arthritis, and you know what I was told was if I had just stuck it out, the arthritis would have given up more to the workout, but the arthritis kicks in more and you go, I feel terrible now, and you stop going. But do you stop that $20 a month thing from leaving? No. And then they make all that money from all those people who never really show up. And I was watching another person work out, and it was funny because it was a young lady, and she wasn't physically unfit, but I could tell she was lifting weights like she was going for pure strength. 3 reps, as hard as she could. Not very coordinated, could barely do them, and then she'd put the weights down and walk away. And, you know, how long before she gets hurt? Because there's definitely something, and I mentioned it to him. I said, don't you want to help her? I know that that's not what she could possibly really be doing. Right. She's lifting weights, you know what I mean, like you would for sheer strength.
Right.
And somehow she got that in her head. And they said, well, we don't even have a trainer on staff today, so all those other people with the t-shirts on weren't doing a thing.
Well, the key is they sign a liability waiver when they walk in that door, so that they pretty much wash their hands with it. So that way, anything you do to yourself, it's really on you.
Now, here's the other thing. Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, but even if that was a goal of a veteran coming to us, I mean, all 3 of us certified strength and conditioning coaches. So, you know, we could do it the right way of building a person up to get them into lifting those heavier weights where we could reduce the likelihood of having problems from that. So,
well, I was going to ask you that. I know you have a games. My old buddy Jimmy McDermott used to go to these
Golden Age games.
Yep. And I was wondering if wouldn't that be a great place to start coming to you guys a year before getting ready for the next year's games. Absolutely. And getting in shape, and you're coaching them.
Well, we are working in collaboration with recreational therapy, who usually are the people that take the veterans to Golden Age games. And last year we actually had how many that are in our GeroFet? 3? Or 2 or 3 guys who won gold at the Golden Age Games last year, who participate on a regular basis in either GeroFit, the pool, or the gym. And, you know, we're helping them this year with what they're going to be doing at the Golden Age Games as well.
Nice. And to go back a step, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, so you're absolutely right. It makes a perfect match, you know, in preparing for that.
And going back a step, so a young guy comes home, and he's missing something. Some, I don't know, hand, maybe it is from the knee down. You guys are able to work him in so he can, because the new vets, a lot of them, the new thing is, it's like a culture thing. you're not they're not letting that that amputated leg stop them.
No.
They're, you actually see lots of videos online where they're mm-hmm. going to the gym, they're working out, and they're, you know, one guy, I swear, if he's my, not my hero, he wanted to get something off the top shelf, and he took his leg off and knocked the cereal off and put the leg back down, and then they show him eating. If that's our new vets, then I'm very proud of them
yeah.
because they have a this, you know, can-do type of attitude.
Yeah, and typically what happens is they see physical therapy first because if they're brand new coming home, they're probably getting, if they're missing a leg, they're probably getting, you know, adjustments to their prosthesis or getting just new prosthesis, something different. See physical therapy first. They kind of have a baseline of what they've been doing, and then they probably come down to see us if they've been working out. When we've had amputees in the clinic, we've had paraplegics in the health fitness center. We have all a multitude of diagnoses.
That's good. And they feel at home. And I think they feel at home, which has been my last thing, because why? They're working out with other vets.
Yes.
Correct.
Absolutely. I have already made friends with at this other place with all the with at least two or three Marines.
Mm-hmm.
Just those are the first guys that walked up, said something, and now we say hi when we show up and stuff like that. I gravitate towards other veterans, and I know that they like that too.
Yeah.
So now you got a gym and a fitness center full of veterans. So you're really with your own kind, and you're enjoying that. Have you guys had a lot of camaraderie?
Run by veterans.
Absolutely.
Run by veterans.
Guys come in and say it's almost like being back, you know, back at on active duty, back at home. So that's how it is. Everybody gets along. There's good camaraderie, and there's, you know, jeering among the different services, you know.
All right.
So
yeah,
it's
good.
It's very friendly. It's fun. It's competitive.
Most of the time it's friendly.
It's very friendly.
It's a great atmosphere.
That's nice. Anything else? You want to tell everybody where to find you, Facebook, website?
We are on the Facebook page, the Canandaigua VA Facebook page. The address is there. The phone number that we have, you can call the Canandaigua VA, which is 393-8027. That's the direct line for the Health Fitness Center there. The Rochester Health Fitness Center is 463-2600, extension 32517.
Very good. Thank you very much, and thanks for what you're doing.
Well, thank you for having us.
Yep. All right.
Great.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
You
Thanks
too.
For having us.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
How was that? Good?
Good.
Nice job. Beautiful job.
Very good.
Yeah. It really mixes it all up and gets it in there. Good job, guys.
Yeah.
Oh, thank
we could
you.
Have to come down and see you.
Yeah.
You do. Yeah.
7 to 4:30, huh?
7 to 4:30 for us in Rochester. 7:30
to 4:30.
7:30 to 4:30 for them.
So, I mean, you know, it's very, very close. So in the basement of building 33.
Okay.
At room number 6, there's a big sign across the hall that says Health Fitness Center. And that's where we're located. So you do have to get the referral first from the provider to say, hey, I want to use the gym, paying for a membership, I want to do it. They'll have no problem getting you down to
Does it cost anything if you get referred?
Nothing.
No. Okay.
And no, then, but that's one of the things I forgot to mention that.
I think it's implied because you had to qualify.
Actually, prior to 2014, there was a copay if you signed up for the gym. So we kind of did a workaround with that by putting people into the MOVE program, which is the weight loss program. Some people didn't want to do that, so they couldn't come to the gym without every single time you came, a $15 copay. So by getting the grant and changing how we were working, we made it open access. There is no longer a copay for anyone. So anyone can come that is getting their care through the VA.
I should have asked, are there showers?
There is in the pool, but not at the Health Fitness Center. But that's in our expansion plans. Because right now, as you said, we've kind of came in with this, and it was a prior KT facility. So in the new plans, we plan to hopefully have showers and lockers. And
sauna?
So. Probably not.
No, I didn't sign up for a sauna.
I wish they would. I wish they'd bring back the sauna. It's hard to find one nowadays.
It is.
Yeah.
But people do somehow make a mistake in there. And I know the other place I was mentioning, well, I didn't say them online or on air, Planet Fitness. And some of them actually had a sauna, but they they just stopped using them.
Yeah. I think I
but in the military, we always had saunas.
Spend too much time in there.
Yeah. Yeah. You have maybe like hypertension. Where
we've had incidents, you know, at different gyms that I've worked at, where they'd go in and the guys killed over.
That's a shame. Because you got to admit, it's one of the nicest things.
It's nice, yeah. And keeping it clean is the hard part too.
I'll bet. Mm-hmm.
You know, because it's warm, it's muggy. You know, it's yeah.
Mm-hmm. They're very costly to maintain. That's why most gyms are getting rid of them. I think a sauna costs more than a pool.
Everybody's gone to Bikram yoga.
That's right.
The hot yoga.
That's
which we may be exploring in the
future.
We may be exploring Bikram yoga. But yoga.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the more you do, there's a
non-employer.
Yeah, it is kind of a daytime thing.
Yeah, that's one of the tough things I think for a working younger person.
I do have another thing I want to throw out there. This is for you.
All right.
Just because I know you and I get away with throwing, like, the one thing, bring back the golf course. They all say that.
Yeah.
They want the golf course back. 8 holes.
Well, what happened, VA got out of the golf business.
And
we had a volunteer group that came in and tried to run it for a few years, and it just didn't work. You know, too expensive, and volunteers weren't showing up.
Yeah, that's tough to maintain.
People would play and they wouldn't pay, and it was just...
And they probably didn't take good care of stuff.
Right, we've tried to offer it to the city. The city didn't want it. The school didn't want it. You know, it's just it's a huge... If you know about golf courses, I mean, you got to have special mowers for greens.
Yeah.
You got to cut them every day. You got to water every day.
It's huge.
That's
actually a degree, college degree program, golf course management.
There's money in it.
There is.
I love playing on the golf course, but you know, it's just one of those things. It just was.
You know, there's a guy I know. He's a pro, and he says that all these driving ranges are the wrong way for you to go and practice. What you should do is have a 3-hole practice, just 3 holes. You know, one long, one short, a little mid game. And then you loosen up, then go play your game.
Yeah.
You know, but I would imagine it wouldn't cost you less or more, well, more, but not less to run 3 holes than it would 8 or whatever. Yeah. It probably cost the same amount.
I know we get a lot of people asking about the golf course all the time, but I just don't see VA getting back into it. If someone wanted to come in and had the money and had to, you know, take it over, I'm sure they would listen to them because that's the whole thing, you know, they just...
Like they could maybe set something up with the land and everything?
Yeah, they came in and they said, we're going to have a golf course here. This is how we're going to do it. And we're going to run it and pay for it and fund it and everything. I'm sure the VA would listen to them.
Boy, wouldn't that be nice if you could get one of these guys like Wing Pheasant to, you know, champion something like that for vets?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, and vets would probably rather go out to Wing Pheasant and play, to be honest with you, Tim. You know, I mean, it was a nice little course to putt. Did you guys ever play on the golf course?
No, I didn't. No.
I only heard about it.
It was
never
a nice
got to use
course
it.
To putt around in. But I think when the group came in and took it over and they tried to sell it to the community, you know, guys would rather go play Victor Hills on the executive courses or something like that.
If you got carts and you got beer,
you're
already.
It's
already going downhill.
Which way?
Yeah, right. That's just a thought. I just, you know, I hear a lot of street talking here.
You hear that a lot too. You get that question asked a lot.
This is good. I'm glad you guys are doing this.
Yeah, we'll stop up sometime. Tell me, just take a look.
Yeah, come check us out.
They will. Yeah, next time I got an appointment in like a week or so. Anyways,
get the guys come in the shop. I mean, you probably do more communicating here with veterans.
I'll tell you,
half of them in there probably.
When you start counting, I wanted to make a point of saying something. This is how I knew how many vets really come in here, and even what types. But Bob Lonsberry said something about the Marine Corps, so it irked me. So I said, you know what? I'm gonna tell 50 guys, 50 Marines, 1 week. I stopped doing it. I got bored. I got tired of telling the story. 50 in 1 week. Mm-hmm. And then how many more were Army? Bigger branch or Air Force or something like that? A lot of vets definitely do well, especially Wednesday.
Oh, yeah.
Wednesday's a big day for vets.
This is a huge hangout for vets. I mean, they're all the time, you know?
That, yes, well, that's what they've been doing on the paper, calling it a hangout. Yeah. And we're working on it. We have a man cave.
Do you really?
That we're working on.
I mean, you talked about Jim. Okay. Burley. Jim used to love to just come in here and hang out with you because this was a place that he felt comfortable yeah. in, you know?
Yeah.
Make a little USO sure lounge back there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Jimmy would just pick a spot. Guys would come in. Yeah. And if they even looked Vietnam, he'd go strike up a conversation, chit-chat with them, make them. And you know what? And he was like a great recruiter for the VA. He was always looking for that guy he could usher in.
He was a great guy.
That's good.
Maybe we can get a T-shirt up to for the store. Can we do that, you think?
Sure, sure. Yeah.
There you go.
You got one. What's your biggest size you got?
We got like triple X, don't we?
There you go. That's my size right now. Yeah.
Yeah, we got some bigger.
Do you
shirts.
Want one that's a little smaller so your goal?
No, I'd rather have something to work out in. that'd be good. I'll come over and see you guys. I'll get a referral from
my dad. Join Tim. You should join. Really, you really should. You know, my friend across the street, the tall trainer. I'm sure you know him. You know, great exercise program. I did it for 6 months. Fabulous. You know, $250 a month. I watch the program these guys do, just as good, if not better, and veterans free, you know?
Nice.
So what color would you like, Tim?
Well, black.
Black's good? Okay.
Black. Well, what other colors are there?
Oh, shoot, we've got the rainbow.
Blue, red, yellow.
I like it, though. That's a black. Nice, yeah, you did good with that, the name and everything. Yeah. You know what we should do? Do you have any graphics with that on it?
Yes. I do.
If you can you give Kim, give her my card, and
if you
right here. But if you could send me some graphics, because I really think we should do more cross social networking, and I'll put that out on Facebook. Yeah. You know, I'll put like the link to the video, and then when the story's coming up, we'll promote that. Yeah.
If you share that Facebook thing with the videos on now,
and here,
Kim.
Folks. Oh, I'll do that today.
Yeah, that'll really get the word out there a lot too, Tim. So that would be great if you could do that.
Yeah, I can. If send me anything, I can put it on my show.
And this show is going to air on Saturday, not this Saturday, but the following Saturday.
Following Saturday, the video will be up by then.
And it's going to be on 6 stations or 8 stations.
8 stations. It'll be in Buffalo, Syracuse, Rochester. It'll be on 2 stations out this way, Auburn, Geneva. Auburn's a station, Geneva's a station, and then there's 1310 in Canandaigua. Okay. And then I'm on another, these other guys, so there's Fairport and then Rochester.
Okay. And then,
but then on Sunday, it's Buffalo, and then I do this whole area all over again at 9
so
o'clock.
So it's going to be on twice. 2 weekends, it'll air twice. And if you go to the website and click on the link, you'll see the video of it also. So we can share the link on our Facebook page, too.
Yep. Actually, when my wife makes the video, she'll put the link on the video, too.
Okay.
And then if you can reference the video, then more people will say, oh, I want to see the interview, too.
Yeah.
Plus the, what is that? Is that like a TV interview?
Was it, no, it's the film you were looking at. When it's got sound and everything.
Yep.
Real nice video.
Yeah, that would be a good thing for people to see together. Hey, here's what's going on. Here's what.
Then they
get
to meet the staff in a
right.
You know, more of a relaxed. Yeah. Yeah. The social network. I didn't really think I got it until a couple weeks ago when I really started sharing back and forth, and then I boosted something on Facebook for a measly $20. All of a sudden, people are calling the show and people are interacting more, and you know, just with the Facebook side of it alone. I did a review for a restaurant, that's something else I do, and right away 840 shares and stuff like that.
Wow.
So
help us get the word out there. So this is a great program, especially in Rochester and in Canandaigua.
You know it's not at Westfall.
No. So not too far from Westfall.
Yes,
we're on Mount Hope.
Near the corner of Mount Hope and Westfall. It's just south of there.
Okay.
So in the referral, so if somebody, say if you had a referral to the Canandaigua Health Fitness Center, it gives you access to our Health Fitness Center in Rochester. So somebody that's up that way that day could come and see us. as well as the pool. So one referral will get you access to three locations.
Nice.
Yeah, so it's... Now, they do need a separate referral for GiroFit. I guess we should have mentioned that. So if somebody is 65 and older and is interested in the GiroFit program, that referral would need to be specifically for GiroFit.
Right, because especially because you're making sure they're healthy enough for it.
Right.
Right. Okay.
There's different inclusion, exclusion criteria. So.
Very cool. Yeah. That's
it's a great program. We're really trying to get the word out.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Tim. Pleasure meeting you. Yeah. They were talking about people knowing you. Several people have told me you need to go down there. So when I pulled up, I was like, what are the odds?
It goes back 200 feet all the way back. Goes to the end of the road. And we're building this man cave. I'll just throw that out there real quick. The man cave is going to be a stage where we'll start doing the show. And we can have bands.
Okay.
Stuff like that. And then I also intend to have a shooting range, pellet, pistol, and rifle, and a three-gun nation type of thing, if you're into that, all done with, like, pellets. And then I do want to have a night where we can hang out and smoke cigars and watch movies. But then it's also going to be a little bit of a hangout. Like, I'm putting my Willie's Jeep in there and my M37 truck. It's all military stuff. You just be in there. It's just hanging out with other vets. And the name of it, just so you know when you drive by, you belong here, the DD214 and more.
There you go.
Who's that at? I mean, you know what I mean? Anybody could walk by and they'll go.
Yeah.
But right away, all of us would know.
Everybody knows what that is.
That's a good thing.
Yeah. Cool. That's awesome. Yeah.
Now your broadcast, can you access those through internet?
Yeah.
You know what I had for my show this week? Three grunts. A three grunt reunion that was in it. Three guys talking about their days in recon. One is, I could have him come down and do like a special guest for you guys. He was the welterweight boxing champ for the Marine Corps, 89 to 90, and he fought Charles the Natural Murray. He fought some really big names.
Wow.
Was one of the guys I was in with. So I had him and another guy and myself, and we just like a reunion on the phone. I got more hits off of that than I have on other shows.
You probably come down to the gym and just have a show. If that was the case, I mean, because some guys will go all day, you know, and they hook up with guys that they knew from service, and it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool.
That's good. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Appreciate the help. Thank you.
Thank you.
Nice meeting you.
Nice
meeting you.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks, Dan.
Yeah, talk to you later. Okay. There you go. All right. Have a good night.
Thanks.
Hello, I'm Corporal Tim Thornton, the owner of the Military Exchange in Canandaigua, New York. Over the past 20 years, I have personally searched out vintage clothing, uniforms, antiques. I like to collect all things military. I am just now willing to let go parts of my collection. We have a line of hand-picked vintage collectibles, World War I to present day. Vintage is a great way to give yourself a unique look. Ladies and gentlemen, add a little vintage to your wardrobe. What I like about vintage is the quality of material. Cotton, wool, leather, all at its very best. Different texture, design, and old school patterns that fit the way they should fit on a man or woman. The Military Exchange is your home for vintage clothing and collectibles. For your viewing pleasure, please go to my website, ironmikesmx.com, and see our video and pictures of vintage collectibles.
Iron Mike's Military Exchange. Iron Mike's is located in Canandaigua, New York. The Military Exchange is locked and loaded with military gear and merchandise currently being used by our armed forces. The Military Exchange is an excellent source for all your hunting, camping, and outdoor needs. Iron Mike's is proud to stock items for our active and reserve military personnel, Boy Scouts, Civil Air Patrol, Sea Cadets, Airsoft, campers, backpackers, and survivalists. Iron Mike's Military Exchange in Canandaigua, New York. Check them out online at ironmikes.co.
Springtime weather forecast. Rainy, gray skies with a slight chill in the a.m. Tactical to practical. Military rain gear on sale now at the Military Exchange in Canandaigua, New York. Camouflage rubber rain pants. USGI issue only $19.99.
This portion of Iron Mike's Morning Roll Call is brought to you by BF Golfing. How's your game going? Are you getting the most out of your game? Bob Freeland offers personal coaching in a relaxed way that gets the most out of your swing. Bob can help anyone improve their game and make it more enjoyable. You can find Bob at BF Golfing, 3868 North Main Street, Marion, New York, or call 315-926-5802. If he can straighten out Iron Mike, he can straighten out you too.
CentDev Computer Repair is there for all your computer needs for both your home and your office. They can fix any laptop or desktop that's on the fritz, and they sell refurbished computers as well. CentDev for all your computer needs.
Call 585-721-4697.
Introducing now, in the corner of Case's Mini Storage Plaza, wearing camouflage boxers and smoking a cigar, hailing from Canandaigua, New York, Corporal Tim Thornton's the all-new The Military Exchange. The Military Exchange is proud to present over 5,000 feet of pure 100% military. The Military Exchange is your source for all your military needs and proudly supports active reserve and former military, VFWs, legions, and leagues, Boy Scouts, Sea Cadets, Civil Air Patrol, and your family. Presenting cigars fresh from our plantation in the Dominica, collectibles, t-shirts, hoodies, and ball caps, rank and insignia uniforms for parade, security, and law enforcement, camouflage clothing, outerwear, wool pants, parkas, and field jackets, camping backpacks, tents, and sleep systems, vintage clothing and gear, Class A's, past and present, tactical and survival gear, antiques and airsoft, brand new and pre-enjoyed military camouflage and boots. Check out our military talk show at IronMikesMX.com. 5,000 feet to pure 100% military in Canandaigua, New York.
Kim's Shaggy De Chic Pet Spa, a natural choice in pet grooming, located at 1010 South Clinton Avenue in Rochester. Shaggy De Chic Pet Spa is neatly nestled in the south wedge between the India House and Salvatore's Pizza. Kim's Shaggy De Chic Pet Spa, your premier full-service pet salon. Our courteous and professional staff has served pets in the Rochester area for the past 16 years. Come visit our salon and let us pamper your pet. Kim's Shaggy De Chic Pet Spa is a full-service grooming salon dedicated to quality grooming services in a low-stress environment using all-natural products. Kim is very knowledgeable and provides a warm, friendly grooming environment. Kim Shaggy To Chic Pet Spa offers many grooming services such as full-service bath, full-service haircut pedicures, nail filing, facials, flea bath, toothbrushing, shed-less packages, and specialty shampoos mini spa. Call for a free quote at 585-355-4761. Visit our website and Facebook page, Kim Shaggy To Chic Pet Spa.
The Military Exchange.
Better run through the jungle. Better run through the jungle. Better run through the jungle.
Welcome back to the Military Exchange Talk Show. I'm your host, Corporal Tim Thornton. U.S. troops told to run, hide, and fight after Brussels terror attacks. Brussels joined the list of places Wednesday where U.S. troops can't go without a general's approval. And the advice from the command on what to do if caught up in an attack came down to this: run, hide, and then fight if necessary. The warnings came after an Air Force Lieutenant Colonel and four members of his family were injured in the nail-laden bomb attacks Tuesday on Brussels Zaventem International Airport and at the Malbeek stop on the Brussels subway near the U.S. Embassy and the headquarters of the European Union. Air Force spokesman said they could not immediately give an update on the conditions of the officer and his family members due to privacy reasons, but initial reports said the injuries don't appear to be life-threatening. The service said that the officer was assigned to Joint Force Command Brunsum, a NATO command in the Netherlands, which provides support to the mission in Afghanistan. Tuesday's attacks, claimed by the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria, or ISIS, killed at least 31 and wounded more than 260, according to Belgium federal prosecutor Frederick Van Loo, but he warned that the list of casualties could grow. Addressing the Corps of Cadets at the U.S. Military Academy at West Point Wednesday, Defense Secretary Ashton Carter said that the Brussels attacks and the injuries to the Air Force family would not deter the U.S. from its commitment to destroy ISIS. The terror bombings were a grim reminder of how serious are the dangers we face. Civilization and our country face, said Carter, who cited the military family that was affected by these attacks. Carter said the Pentagon will do everything we can to protect the Air Force family injured in Brussels and all military families against future attacks. He added that no attack
will shake our resolve to accelerate the campaign to defeat the extremist group. All the service branches, the Defense Department, and the State Department renewed and tightened travel restrictions and warnings on the ISIS threat throughout Europe and in Turkey. For U.S. citizens and the more than 60,000 U.S. military personnel in Europe, with special emphasis on the upcoming Easter holiday weekend, the recent attacks that we have seen in Brussels and Turkey really highlight that we are facing a significant and persistent threat throughout the theater, said Robert Balzerzak, Deputy Chief for Anti-Terrorism for the U.S. Army Europe. The response of troops caught up in a terror attack really depends on the situation, Balzerzak said in a statement. In the event of an active shooter, the DoD stresses to run, hide, and then fight if necessary. Perhaps most important, if host nation or U.S. security is responding, be very cooperative with the law enforcement and careful you do not make yourself a suspect. Shortly after the Tuesday attacks, U.S. European Command put an indefinite ban in effect on travel by military personnel to Brussels as a precautionary measure to keep personnel and families safe, specifically unofficial travel to Brussels. Leave, Liberty, and Special Pass is prohibited until further notice. Shortly after the Tuesday attacks, U.S. European Command put an indefinite ban in effect on travel by military personnel to Brussels. As a precautionary measure to keep personnel and families safe, specifically unofficial travel to Brussels, leave, Liberty, and Special Pass is prohibited until further notice. The command said those on official travel or emergency leave to Brussels will also require the approval of the first general flag officer in the traveler or sponsor's chain of command. Similar restrictions are already in effect for travel to Turkey. For those personnel assigned to NATO headquarters at Mons, south of Brussels, the latest restrictions came on top of increased security that was already in place following the terror attacks in Paris last November. One family member told military.com that stronger gate security, altered access points, and added security patrols are visible, but otherwise life is going on as usual. Other changes have also been put in place, she said, such as a decision to move both an annual school prom, traditionally held in a nearby chateau, to the base club, as well as the annual high school graduation ceremony. Periodic travel restrictions have become the norm for military personnel in Europe in recent years to lower the risk posed by terrorism following incidents in which U.S. personnel were targeted or found themselves caught up in a terrorist attack. In 2011, an attack on a group of airmen at the Frankfurt Airport in Germany killed two troops, and last August, an off-duty airman traveling by train to Paris was credited with the help of two friends with subduing a gunman. Lieutenant General Ben Hodges, the USARA commander, said, "The reality of these attacks highlights the need for us all to be vigilant. I urge everyone to be aware of their local security situation. Listen to AFN, Armed Forces Network, or local news outlets and ensure you are signed up for the emergency communication system. Ad hoc with your local garrison so that you may have the latest updates. If you see something that you think is suspicious, there are many different vehicles you can use to report," Hodges said. iReport is a downloadable app that you can get on your smartphone, which would make a quick way to report any suspicious activity, or you can go online to any one of the USARA web pages to iWatch. It's the same mechanism. The travel alert put out to all U.S. citizens by the State Department after the Brussels attacks warned of the potential risks of travel to and throughout Europe. It said, terrorist groups continue to plan near-term attacks throughout Europe, targeting sporting events, tourist sites, restaurants, and transportation. U.S. citizens should exercise vigilance when in public places or using mass transportation. In addition to avoiding crowded places, U.S. citizens should exercise particular caution during religious holidays and at large festivals or events, the alert said. So the question is, should our military personnel, U.S. troops, families stationed abroad and overseas, or here in the U.S. of A., run, hide, and fight? Well, certainly a family member, I think, could follow those directions. But here's a little bit more in depth of what you should do from a former Navy SEAL. Run, hide, fight, former Navy SEAL reveals how you can survive a terrorist attack. This guest post was written by former Navy SEAL and JSOC operator Clinton Emerson. Visit his site, Escape the Wolf, for For more tips, Clinton is also the author of the New York Times bestseller 100 Deadly Skills. They were business travelers, colleagues, students, daughters, sons, fathers, and mothers with so much life ahead until their ordinary evening, and this is in reference to the Paris attack, was shattered by predators. Sadly, our world isn't getting any safer. How can a normal person be prepared for monsters and an unpredictable terrorist attack? You can get inside the bad guys' heads. If you understand what might happen, then you can take action to be prepared. Highly skilled operatives or violent nomads possess knowledge that can't be divulged without severe risk to public safety. But they also possess plenty of life-saving information that can be shared. Let's take a look at the basics. Research. Know where you're going and what you're getting into. Learn as much as possible about where you're going in advance. Conduct research on the internet. Ask contacts, friends, and others who are based at your destination. Up your total awareness. Determine how safe the overall situation is. Research the local culture, social protocols, and cultural etiquette. Make sure your personal mannerisms and gestures allow you to fit in. Understand the third-party threats. Make a simple plan. Plan scenarios and your actions ahead of time. That way, you'll be more likely to take the right action in a stressful, time-crunched situation when not all of the facts are available. Have an exit strategy at all times. Plan this in advance before heading into any situation. Take basic precautions. First and foremost, keep your eyes off of your phone. Keep your head on a swivel. Your senses will keep you alive. The latest post on Instagram, not so much. Have someone translate news and media so you are always aware of what's going on in the country you're visiting. Talk to locals about which places to avoid. Terrorists love high-profile targets, transportation hubs, tourist sites, government districts, and national monuments. Their goals are mass casualties and attention. Avoid unattended bags left at mass transit station or stops, or unattended bags left on buses, trains, etc. Report them. Stay away from passengers who wear oversized clothing, dress inappropriately for weather conditions, France train attacker, or have really bulky carry-on baggage or luggage that is stained or giving off strange odors, Russian airliner bomb. The same goes for people on the street who match these criteria, especially if they have a nervous stare and are sweating profusely. Don't assume checkpoints are always legit. Criminals and others can misrepresent authorities. Plan your routes. Know where you're going. Always pay attention to your surroundings. Determine in advance the trigger that will cause you to take action for potential risks you've identified. A couple of specific life-saving tactics from the book 100 Deadly Skills. Surviving an active shooter. Run in a zigzag pattern from cover to cover. It's harder to hit a moving target. If you can't run, then hide. Silence cell phones, lock a door, or create a barricade if possible. Call for help. Draw blinds or curtains. Keep eyes on the shooter. Squat or kneel if bullets are flying. Most ricocheting bullets follow the path of the floor. At a last resort, fight, act aggressively and violently. Throw anything available at the assailant. Work as a team with others. Surviving a grenade attack. Although these attacks are typically unanticipated, still try to react with the following. If the grenade lands within 3 steps of your position, get behind cover. If no cover is available, take 2 big steps away from the blast and fall to the ground. Assume proper body posture. With your feet towards the grenade, legs crossed, belly and face down, elbows in tight, hands over ears, and your mouth open. The most basic practices can be the biggest lifesavers.
Honey, how many times do I have to move your old army bag? It's taking up too much room in the closet.
It's a duffel bag. It's full of my old uniforms.
And are you going to wear them again?
Yeah, maybe. Someday.
Uh-huh. And what size do you wear now?
Whatever.
Honey, why don't you take them to Military Mike's? You're certainly there enough.
It's Iron Mike's, and at least he doesn't make comments about my weight.
Bring your old military gear down to Iron Mike's Military Exchange. They'll turn your old uniforms, gear, and military collectibles into cash. So if you drug it back from overseas and it doesn't fit your motif, we want it. Iron Mike's wants your Class A's, Alphas, Hammies, Fatigues, Utilities, Digis. We want your Deuce gear, Molly gear, Alice gear, Web gear. Bring in your Poly Pros, new boots, used boots. Heck, if it's green, camouflaged, or digital, we want it. Give it a good home, used, pre-enjoyed. Iron Mike's has a bin for it. Iron Mike's buys, sells, and trades. Iron Mike's Military Exchange, located in Canandaigua, New York. Check out all their newly acquired items at militaryexchange.co.
I came home on leave and everybody wants me to wear my uniform, but I'm missing my medals and I don't know where to go.
Iron Mike's has a PX inside.
The seatbelt ate my ribbons.
Iron Mike's has a PX inside.
I deploy in one day and the mail order place didn't get me my boots.
Iron Mike's has a PX inside.
My unit wants me to do an inspection when?
Iron Mike's has a PX.
We know! Iron Mike's has a PX inside.
Ribbons, unit patches, medals, shooting badges, rank and insignia, boots, socks, accus, even boot bands. Iron Mike's can even custom order dress hats and hard-to-find uniform pieces. Iron Mike's Military Exchange, located in Canandaigua and online at ironmikes.co.
When you hear the phrase, boots on the ground, that phrase means our men and women that are in the American Armed Forces, and that means they're ready to fight. They wear the very best gear America has to offer. I'm talking the very best in leather, Gore-Tex, Thinsulate, three-layer Vibram soles, Nomex, side zippers, and stitching. Quality that the civilian market can't even come close to offering. When you say quality, you want U.S. government issue. Iron Mike's is the leading distributor for military government contractors. They offer jump boots, Mickey boots, jungle boots, SWAT boots, sniper boots, steel toe, Navy deck boots, and Marine Corps and Army desert boots. Corafram low quarter shoes, mucklucks, extreme cold weather, and lightweight tactical boots in 6, 8, and 10 inches. Iron Mike's takes trade-ins of all your old military boots. Iron Mike's is located at 2485 State Route 332 in Canandaigua. Check us out online at ironmikes.co.
Welcome to the chapel, and I am the chaplain for tonight, Corporal Tim Thornton. In response to run, hide, fight, when is it okay to fight back, according to God and according to the Bible? Ecclesiastes 3:8 says, "A time to love, a time to hate, a time of war, and a time of peace." Proverbs 21:15, it is, "Joy to the just to do judgment, but destruction shall be to the workers of iniquity." Psalm 127:1, a song of degrees for Solomon, "Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh, but in vain." Philippians 3:2, "Beware of dogs, beware of evildoers, beware of the concision." And Romans 13:4, which I think speaks directly to law enforcement and military personnel, "For he is the minister of God to thee for good. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid. For he beareth not the sword in vain. For he is the minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil." John 16:33, "These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation. But be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world." Trust in Christ as your Savior. Search God out. Come to his house. Find a friend that you know truly believes in God. Talk to him or her and ask them to show you how. To be a child of God is to have a guarantee of salvation, a guarantee you're going to go to heaven. But you have to accept Christ as your Savior first. And when you do that, you have the absolute best friend you could possibly have. The Holy Spirit is right inside you, and Jesus is right there to constantly, if you ask, if you lean on him, he is there every single time. The best friend you could ever have. God bless. Farewell. This is Corporal Tim Thornton. If you ever want to come in and talk, come on and talk. If you want to send us an email, combatradio@yahoo.com, ask us any questions. We'll be here for you, and we would love to pray with you. God bless. Farewell. And we'll see you on the flip side. Amen.
All right, now, there, here's the good book.
Aw, what do you want me to do with
that?
Come on,
Nate, just don't be afraid of it there. It ain't a booby trap, it's only the Bible.
You've been listening to the Military Exchange Talk Show, brought to you by the Marine Corps League, Detachment 468, Iron Mike's Military Exchange on Route 332 in Canandaigua, New York, U.S. Army Recruiting, Geneseo Warplane Museum, and the cast and crew at the Military Exchange Talk Show. Listen to our podcast and watch our video show at the Military Exchange Talk Show on YouTube and themilitaryexchange.com, our personal website. To contact Corporal Tim Thornton, send an email to themilitaryexchange@gmail.com.